And we'll kick things off telling you about St. Raphael's Wellness Center. They're hosting an art show fundraiser in honor of a family member of one of the coordinators who overdosed on fentanyl.
And indeed, the headline from the St. Raphael Wellness Center, Addiction Survivor Raises Life Support for Unique Winnipeg Recovery Center. And we are joined on the phone, and I'll ask behind the glass Jerry to bring our guests on, because I always mess it up when we have two guests. Gordon Pratt, who is counselor and coordinator of the art show, and Kathleen Shellrood. Am I saying your name correctly? Is it Shellrood?
You are, yeah.
Excellent. Kathleen Shellrood is also art show coordinator. And Kathleen, I also understand that you lost a nephew to substance use, specifically to fentanyl. So thank you for taking the time this morning to join us to tell us your story. I guess just give us a little bit of details about what happened with you and your family.
So my nephew, who was only 20 at the time, in September of this year, was found on a sidewalk in Vancouver with his heart stopped, and they found that he had overdosed on fentanyl, and so he was on life support for 3 days while they were trying to figure out whether they could donate any of his organs, and then they found he was never going to recover, so he passed on to his next journey.
How did this affect you? Obviously, it's a tragedy, and condolences to you and your nephew and his entire family. How did this affect you?
It was horrible. It was a shock, and the grieving process is, lengthy and terrible. I myself am in recovery, so I kind of had a choice, right? I could go and use myself to try to cope with his loss, or I could do the opposite. So what I did is I started making art about it.
Now, Gordon Pratt, also on the line on 680 CJOB. He is counselor and art show coordinator for this event with the St. Raphael Wellness Center. So, Gordon, tell us about this show that you folks are putting on.
Well, Kathleen came to us and told us the story of Gordo, and said that she wanted to have a way of memorializing him, as well as giving back to the living, to people who are still working on their recovery. So we were very grateful to hear that that she wanted to prepare a fundraiser for us like that.
And when is this fundraiser happening?
It's happening on February 23rd, 24th, and 25th, with opening night performances at 7 o'clock on the Friday. And it's at the Edge Gallery at 611 Main Street.
So, Gordon, give us an idea about St. Raphael's Wellness Center. What does it do, and how does it do it?
St. Raphael Wellness Center works with adults living with substance use disorder. We specialize in working with people before they go into a treatment program and after they come out. We do everything in group and individual counseling, and we're not-for-profit, so everything's on all the fees are on a sliding scale.
So this is this show is to honor someone lost to overdose or substance use disorder related suicide, illness, or violence. If people are dealing with this, or if this is something that affects them or someone in their family, can they reach out to you for help?
Yes. Two things. At the art show, because it's a memorial, we'll be reading names of people who have passed away, as you say, related to anything to do with substance use or who are part of the recovery community. So people can contact me if they want names added to that list. And because we offer the counseling services, if someone's having a hard time dealing with substances in their life or the lives of people in their family, they're certainly welcome to reach out to us as well.
Kathleen, I'd like to ask your permission to reach out to you again, because I'd like to learn more about your story, your struggles, and a little bit more about your nephew, Gordon. I apologize we don't have more time this morning, but we wanted to let people know about this art show, and we'd love to hear more about your story. Would you come back on with us?
Of course I would. would. Yeah, of course I would. Anything I can do to, you know, first of all, memorialize my nephew, but also to help other people that are struggling with substance use. Anything I can do to help that cause would be great.
Well, best of luck in your battles with this, Kathleen, and we will speak again.
Thank you.
Kathleen Shellrood, Art Show Coordinator, and Gordon Pratt, Counselor and Art Show Coordinator, once again with the St. Raphael Wellness Center for this show, Life Support Art Show and Sale, February 23rd to the 25th at the Edge Gallery and Urban Art Center at 611 Main Street.